You're listening to the 2014 Variety Power Hour Live Show, a production of the New York International Fringe Festival at the Celebration of Whimsy, 21A Clinton Street, hosted by the O'Debra Twins. This is the podcast of Friday, August 15th, Part 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 18th Annual New York International Film Festival's Variety Power Hour. It's not film, it's fringe. This is the Celebration of Whimsy. My name is Stephen Michael Rondell. Welcome. Let's hear it for the Fringe, ladies and gentlemen. I am your slutty bartender, and I am so pleased to announce and introduce your hostesses for the evening. They are the biggest sluts in New York City. If you have not heard of them, just go to the meatpacking district behind gutter number 4 and trash bin 38569400. You will see them sucking dick all night long. And they have chose to be here tonight to suck your dick. So please, welcome to the stage, the lovely, the talented, the biggest whores in New York City, the O'Debra Twins.
Hi. I am Bossy.
Hi. My name is Diane Destiny O'Debra.
And my name is Tanya Tammy Tina Tiny Dancer hyphen O'Debra.
We're Irish twins.
We're asthmatic.
And we will become famous in Variety Power Hour!
Yeah! Yes. Let's hear it! Yeah.
Thank you.
Sold out crowd. There was a line around the corner.
I've never seen so many people in my life.
I mean, it's crazy. We've never turned away so many people.
Never.
Thank God we have another show tomorrow.
We sure do, right here, very same time. Are you guys thirsty? We have a special.
It's called Slut Juice.
It is called Slut Juice. It is a PBR and a shot of sake. And it's if you have a participant's badge, it's $6. But don't worry, if you don't have a participant's badge, you can get the same awesome price if you pull your pants down.
Yes. Yep.
We're going to need all the toilet parts exposed tonight. We'll get to that. You'll understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feel free to not wear your pants.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah,
it's Friday night.
Relax. Not drunk. If it's a blackout, you're cool.
Mm-hmm. Never even happened.
If they just want a shot of sake, it's $3. So that's also a special.
Mm-hmm. Sounds really special.
Special. Yeah. You're special.
You are.
That blowjob you gave me last night was really special.
It's because I do it like corn on the cob.
Yes. I have bite marks all over my scrotum.
It's really cute. It's really cute.
Yeah, not pregnant, just slutty.
I hope my baby's a slut, too.
I hope so.
Someday.
I want a little slut.
Just a little slut who goes into a big slut.
She'd probably go viral and make us some cash.
Did you say Bible?
Viral. Oh. That's what the kids say, right?
Viral, yeah.
I'm too old.
Viral means something else to us, and it's not good.
Okay. I just need my little slut on BuzzFeed.
That'll be cool.
It will be.
Okay. SlutSpeed. It'll be called by then.
So basically the show, we're featuring fringe performers. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do excerpts from the show.
You guys ready to do it? They're going to do other stuff too.
They're going to do all sorts of things.
And we're being podcast internationally.
Throughout the whole entire universe.
And Andy told me we were the number 4 podcast this week with over 5 million downloads in the last 2 days.
5 million.
I can tell by our sold-out show.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. They're like, I'll just wait to
download. I'll just listen to
it. No, they're here.
I mean, they're all here. So excited.
Ow.
Okay, well, we are going to just go for it.
I'm pretty sure the whole world likes us, so don't worry.
Look at this. Who can tell?
Coming up first, you guys, it's King Kong. It's a musical parody.
King of Kong. I'm sorry. That's my fault. King of Kong, a musical parody. Let him hear it.
King of Kong.
Hi, everybody. My name is Billy Mitchell, and you guys were right to choose me as the subject for your documentary. Because I have the high score in 5 different classic arcade games, but the jewel in my crown, I have an actual crown, is my Donkey Kong high score. Heck, if life had a high score, I would have that high score. Hot hair, hot wife, hot sauce. I sell hot sauce. And I can't help but to think that if everything's rolling my way, going in my favor, there's got to be some bastard out there who's getting the screws put to him. A lot of people ask me, Billy, why do you win so hard? I tell them, I don't do it for me. I do it for my country. I love America, you can tell by my tie. Cause every time I take it off, baby bald eagles cry. Cause America and I are so close, every war feels like I was there. But I can't enlist cause there's no way I'm ever cutting my hair. I am America. I piss red, white, and blue. I am America. Who the fuck are you? I get up in the morning and I take a whiz. I look at my wife and I realize just how lucky she is.
I am.
Because she married America. She knows she did right. Because she married America, I stuff her full of freedom every night. I am America. I piss red, white, and blue.
I am America.
Who the fuck are you? A lot of people ask me, Billy, what are those 3 initials you put in after you win a video game, which you inevitably always do? I tell them, if you don't know, you're not looking hard enough. No, it's not TIE, it's USA. That's right, I've had some Latin friends, I've had some Canadian friends, even some of these, but I gotta keep America on top! On top!
I am America!
I piss red, white, and blue.
I am America.
Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Go see King of Kong. A musical parody. It closes on Tuesday, and we've got some more shows. Oh, ladies.
Wow, King of Kong. Give it up for King of Kong. Wait, wait, wait. Come back, come back. You're not done yet. Come back, come back, come back.
Wait, wait, King we of need Kong. You. We need yet. You.
We need you.
So that was already, so much passion.
We already know the name of your show, right? So where does it take place?
The show... I still sound like this. The show...
That's good.
Takes place at the McDougal
the
Theater.
Perfect.
The Players Theater on 115 McDougal.
Nice. See? Work.
Downstairs. Not the upstairs, the Players Theater.
Awesome.
You know, what when are your shows?
That's hard. That's a hard
question.
Great question. If you don't know, I totally
Saturday
understand.
Tomorrow at 1:30, Sunday at 6 p.m. and Monday off, and Tuesday our last show at 9:15.
Oh my God, I love
you
guys.
Thank you so much.
Wait, 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 we're going to play a game.
Do you guys want to play a game with us?
Yeah.
Okay,
you have no choice, you have to play a game.
Tani and I pretty much just pretend we're still teenagers at slumber parties.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play a little game called Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm. So, you guys familiar with Would You Rather? Just for anybody who's like ashamed that everybody else knows and they don't know, would you rather is when we give you 2 terrible choices and you have to choose which one you would rather. So
first up, would you rather permanently replace your nipples with pepperoni slices or become Tara Reid's roommate forever.
Pepperoni nipples.
Whatever he says.
That was so easy.
He didn't even hesitate.
Pepperoni nipples. And we thought we were going to have to like answer a lot of questions about these pepperoni nipples.
We discussed it. I was like, well, what if they rot? And then we
no, they're like just always fresh. Good.
Always fresh pepperoni nipples. All right. Well, I hope that works out for you.
I can't wait to alert the surgeon that you guys are ready for your pepperoni nipples. Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, is he a Kong below the belt?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Do you want to show us your penis?
Is he a king of
Kong?
Because
it's welcome.
Is it pepperoni?
Take your pants off, pants off, pants off.
It's whatever he says it is.
King of Kong, everybody go see them tomorrow at 1:30. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much, King of Kong.
All right.
I can't believe how quickly they were able to decide that.
Well, I mean, imagine being Tara Reid's roommate.
That's true. But imagine, like, you're just always going to smell like pepperoni. Although I guess if you're Tara Reid's roommate, maybe you also
you'll smell like worse things. All right, up next, you guys, we have Brian T. Donovan from The List. Are you guys excited?
Come on up,
please welcome him to the stage, Brian T. Donovan from The List.
Pants off, pants off, pants off.
Oh, are you going to do it? You're going to get a free blowjob / shot.
I did.
You pull him down all the way, all the way.
All the way
to your ankles. There we go. Thank you. Come to the bar to get your free shot.
Yes, I'll do it. I don't care.
Shots. Steven, no more pants down until we're on stage too.
I'm sorry, I'm so
from
sorry.
From now on, you
I'm
can't very, just
sorry.
Have all the pants down. We need to be here to share it, okay?
I'm so sorry, Brian.
No, please.
Sorry. Now, Steven, it's not your turn anymore.
The List.
Brian's turn.
The List.
The List, everyone.
Thank you. This isn't, I'm just going to go. Just imagine you're in the South. And there are 5 women here.
It was a beautiful service. Those flowers were the most beautiful flowers I have ever seen. They were beautiful. Miss Malin, it should make you feel a lot safer knowing that Shelby is with her king. Yes, Anel, I guess it should. We should all be rejoicing. Well, you go on ahead. I'm sorry if I don't feel like it. I guess I'm a little selfish. I'd rather have her here. Miss Malin, I don't mean to upset you by saying that. It's just that when something like this happens, I pray very hard to make heads or tails of it. And I think that in Shelby's case, she just wanted to take care of you, that little baby, of everybody she knew. The poor little body was just worn out. It wouldn't let her do the things she wanted to. So she went on to a place where she could be a guardian angel. She will always be young. She will always be beautiful. I personally feel a lot safer knowing that she's up there on my side. I know this may sound very simple and stupid, and maybe I am. But that's how I get through things like this. Thank you, Anil. I appreciate it, I do. As you know, Shelby wouldn't want us to get all mired down and wallow in it. She'd want us to go on the best way we knew how. That's what my mind says. I wish someone would explain it to my heart. Drum says you never left a side for a second. I couldn't leave my Shelby. I just sat there and kept on pushing the way I always have as far as Shelby was concerned. was hoping she'd sit up and argue with me. Finally, we realized there was no hope. We shut off the machines. Drum left, he couldn't handle it. Jackson left. But I just sat there and kept on pushing the way I was have as far as Shelby was concerned. There was no noise. No sound. Just peace. And I realized as a woman how lucky I am. I was there when that wonderful creature drifted into my life. And I was there when she drifted out. It was the most precious moment. I gotta get back to the party. Does anybody have a mirror? Does anybody have a mirror? Well, I don't know how you're doing on the inside, honey, but your hair's just holding up beautiful. Shelby was right. This is a brown football helmet. Are you okay? I'm fine. I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine! I can jog all the way to Texas and back, but my daughter can't. She never could. Oh, God, I'm just so mad I don't know what to do. I want to know why. I want to know how that baby is ever going to know how wonderful a mother she was. Will that baby ever know what she went through for him? I want to know why. I want to know why. Lord, I wish I could understand. No. It's not supposed to happen like this. I'm supposed to go first. I don't think I can handle this. I'm supposed to go first. I've always been ready to go first. I just want to hit somebody. Do they feel as bad as I do? I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard.
Here, hit this. Go ahead, Malin, slap her.
Are you crazy? Hit her, are you hot?
Wizard, this is your chance to do something for your fellow man. Knock her lights off, Malin.
Go with me.
Malin, you just missed the chance of a lifetime. Half a chickpea parish, give the IT take a whack of Wizard.
You are a pig from hell. Oh, Wheezy, come back. That wasn't a very Christian thing to do, Miss Nell.
Oh, Nell, you've got to lighten up.
Wow. We like you. We really, really like you.
Uh-huh.
Brian T. Donovan.
That was Brian T. Donovan. Okay. He just made me laugh, fart, and cry at the same time.
Where is your show?
It is at the Crane Theater.
Oh, the Crane Theater. When's your next one?
We open tomorrow night.
You open tomorrow night?
Guys, to check it out.
Are you ready to play a game with us?
Uh-huh.
By all means.
Yes. Okay. Let's do
it. We're gonna play a little game called Truth or Dare.
Oh, Jesus. It's because I took my pants down.
No, we. You just guessed you were easy.
Well,
I don't know.
That is true. Yeah.
Would you like truth or dare, Brian?
You know, I have nothing to hide. Truth.
Wow. All right.
Open book.
So, Brian, if you were to murder someone, who would it be? How would you do it? And how would you hide the evidence?
If I could murder anyone, it would be a baby. I would use duct tape, and I'd put him in my trunk.
Which baby?
Oh, shit, what was her name? What was the one that just disappeared and she got away with it? What was her name? She did it, so I'm fucking gonna copycat her. She was smart.
God, what? The Casey Anthony?
Yes! No, is that her name? Yeah, Casey Anthony.
These are so loud.
Maybe they're very loud.
Them, like, turned down.
So if you were to murder someone, you would Casey Anthony it?
Yeah, I think so. She got away
with
it, right?
You're a creep, Brian.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of people I would probably murder.
Over
if I could.
Casey Anthony's baby, I would hope so.
Well, I mean, yeah, that baby didn't really ask.
I have options. Can you do shit for me?
What'd you say?
I have options lined up. Like, I'll just give you a list. You don't have to murder Casey Anthony's second baby.
And she used chloroform on the
murder,
baby.
Murder like my ex-boyfriends.
She was glue. Yeah. Yeah, I have always. They should bring that shit back. Yeah. I think that's pretty smart. The chloroform.
Yeah, if you're gonna kill a baby.
Or anyone, really. Smart. They stopped. Yeah. They stopped using that.
You would just do it with duct tape.
That's what she.
I thought
just
a baby.
I thought a copycat killer.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought you were more passionate.
Like, if it was an adult, you would use something else, right? You
could. Besides duct tape?
Murder an adult with duct tape. Like, it's
well, if you use chloroform, hard. You could.
I guess so.
How often do you have chloroform on you?
I think it's a great babysitting tool.
How often do I have duct tape on me, too? Like,
if I were a babysitter, I would use chloroform. Doesn't kill him. It doesn't kill him.
Anybody got kids?
Just puts him to sleep.
Anybody got kids? Hire Brian T. Donovan. Go yes. Check out his show. It's called The List. He's awesome. It starts tomorrow night.
And you should take your pants off now that the girls are up there so they can see it.
I want to see your
pants. They didn't see it before. They didn't.
See, that's because you jumped the gun. Shame on you, Steven. That's
sorry.
A lesson that you just learned.
You know
just
I'm
so you know,
Dara
was, we
juice.
Dare you to pull your pants down and sing the national anthem.
I ruined everything.
You do.
You know God. What?
Thanks a lot. We're going to take
everybody.
A 5-minute break, you guys.
Yep.
Go get some slut juice
get some
from
slut
Steven.
Juice.
And
drain your lizards.
Drain your lizards. We're going to be back in 5 minutes, and we're going to do all of the fun
we have
things.
More things.
Two more acts.
We have more things. See you in 5 minutes.
See you in 5.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready. Intermission is over. Welcome back to the 18th International Fringe Festival, Fringe Club. Yes? No? Somebody told me you were ready.
Okay, we'll
are you
be
not ready.
Ready? Are you ready?
I mean,
does
I don't know.
Does everybody have drinks?
Not? Yeah.
I thought I was ready. Tanya was pooping.
Not ready.
Tanya was pooping.
I was peeing. Literally every time you call my name, I am peeing. Stop doing it. I was cursing.
I was sure you were pooping.
Oh,
well, welcome to the celebration of whimsy, also known as the cow, and the slutty O'Dubra twins are back on stage, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for our hostesses with the biggest boobs in the country.
Really have to rub it in.
I get them from my dad.
I get them from her dad, too.
So
everybody come back in. This
yeah,
is important.
Come back in. It's quiz time.
This is really important.
Basically what we're going to do is we're going to take a quiz with you guys that we wrote like 10 years ago.
Right. It's horrible.
It's,
I just want to like warn you guys. It's the most offensive thing probably we've ever written.
It's just stupid.
So get
but
ready to get
your pen and
your
papers
hurt.
Ready and okay. Answer the A, B, C, or D.
Yes.
Put it out. We'll tally it all at the end. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Well, there are pens somewhere. Oh, you got one.
Okay,
okay, good.
So basically,
no, it's just for your own knowledge to know about
it's
yourself.
Just so you know how you
like
win.
Every quiz is
kind of like the Facebook bullshit.
You know, it's like a teen.
We're night. Just ahead of our time.
Dale, don't get sassy with me. Okay, let's get started. Quiz has a bread theme.
Yeah.
So
all bread theme.
Get bready for a quiz. Yeah. I can't believe you're laughing at that. You should feel embarrassed.
I know, it's the worst.
Should.
It's the worst. So the quiz is called Are You Pretty or Ugly? By the O'Dubra Twins.
Yes. Okay, number one. When you see your crush stroll by, do you A, fart, B, get your period, C, save underprivileged children, or D, get arrested?
What are we supposed to do? Circle
you write
it?
Down. Or
you're
you
supposed
write
to write
A,
B,
B,
C, or
D.
D.
Oh. Have you? Is this your first day on Earth? You've never taken a quiz?
I never went to school. I don't know how to read.
Question. Yes. When you see your... Okay. All right, now everyone's on the same
everybody
page. I'll repeat the question,
quiz.
But after this, you guys got to get your shit together.
Okay.
Okay,
ready? You guys.
Ready?
Let's focus, you guys, so we
question
don't have to
number
repeat.
One.
When you see your crush stroll by, like by your locker, do you A, fart, B, get your period, C, save underprivileged children, or D, get arrested? No, you write it down. You don't
just
say it out loud.
Write A, B, C, or D.
Jesus Lord. Number one.
Are we all ready for question number two?
I cannot believe you guys.
I didn't even get a piece of paper.
All right. Question number two. You guys
pull your pants down, Steven.
It already
is. Pull your pants down.
I will do it, but I'm wearing Aussie bum underwear.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. Diane, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
We're on number two now, you guys.
Question
you ready?
Number two, you guys. Your best friend scores you a double date with the Corys on a Saturday night, but you can't decide what to do on your date. You suggest A, snacks.
Who is being so loud? Shush.
B,
shush.
Jill.
I'm sorry.
Jill's causing problems again.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Diane.
Jill, here's what's
Jill,
up.
Calm
your
down,
best friend
Jill.
Scores you a double date with the Corys on a Saturday night, but you can't decide what to do on your date. You suggest A, snacks. B, dry humping Paula Abdul. C, running away from home. Or D, anal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Feldman Hampton.
Oh, you know another couple of Corys? It's
all right,
whenever
your best
you
friend
want.
Scores you a double
it's
D with
whenever
Corey Haim
through
and Corey
time
Feldman.
You want. Okay. All
one
right.
Is dead. Everybody write
somebody
down?
Is on top of current events. One is dead, you guys.
And Corey Feldman's a new Hugh Hefner.
Okay. You guys, we're on number three now.
Doing it.
You're so unruly.
Number three.
Well, I guess this is what we get for having such a packed audience.
I mean, the people were banging on the door to be let back in, and I said, come tomorrow at 12. So they're going to come tomorrow instead.
Okay, perfect. Number three. The babysitter is dead. You, A, don't tell mom. B, don't tell mom. C, tell mom. Or D, don't tell mom.
What are you guys going to do?
Don't tell us. It's a secret.
All right, number four. You really want to start an emo band, but you've got a big test tomorrow. What do you do? A, call child services. B, check your pubes. C, snacks. Or D, punch your mom in the face.
We lost you on that one,
hard decisions,
huh?
You guys.
Okay,
you really want to start an emo band, but you've got a big test tomorrow. What do you do? A, call child services. B, check your pubes.
Like how many pubes do you have?
How many do you have when you're going to start your period?
Yeah.
C, snacks. Or D, punch your mom in the face. Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are your options.
So those are your options. Number five, you're way too fat. What do you do? A, have an abortion. B, watch the Lifetime original movie The Hunger Point until you catch an eating disorder.
It's a really good movie.
C, cool it down, Dale. C, start thinking thin. Or D, start your own trench coat mafia.
We told you it was horrible.
I know.
I learned how to sign abortion last night.
What?
Like,
oh, like sign
language?
Language
for abortion.
I already know that.
I'll show it to you.
All right, you guys, number six.
Come
are
to
you ready?
The bar and I'll show it to you.
He'll show
after
you,
the
I'll
show,
show
he'll tell you how to sign every bad thing you've ever wanted to know.
I'm friends with deaf people too, Steven.
How dare you
she
make
knows
fun
sign
of
language.
Deaf
they can't
people.
Hear me right now, but they know.
Ouch.
Wow.
Ouch.
Six. It's Valentine's Day, and you open your locker. Then what? A, snacks.
I'm sorry, Diane. That is pronounced snacks. Sorry, continue.
B, slam the door and scream, where's my baby? C, stuff a nerd in there. Or D, change your panties.
Wow.
Do you guys need that repeated? Okay, it's Valentine's Day. You open your locker. What happens? A, snacks.
Thank you.
B, slam the door and scream, where's my baby? C, stuff a nerd in there. Or D, change your panties.
Okay. Number seven. Are you gay?
No.
A, yes.
That's it.
Number eight. You're at the senior prom and your best friend is crying in the bathroom. What do you do? A, have a baby. B, kick her in the face and smash her head against the window. C, Jello shots and Zimas for everyone. Or D, check her pubes.
Wow.
Number nine.
Number nine. Problem. Everyone at school thinks you're a racist child molester with no sense of style. What do you do? A, embroider a sexy vest for your hot baby cousin. Who keeps talking through my punchlines? Keep it down. I'm going to say that again. That one right there.
Don't disrespect.
Stop it.
The whores on stage, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. That was A, embroider a sexy vest for your hot baby cousin. B, snacks. C, go to the hospital because you can't get that 2-liter bottle of Coke out of your vagina. D, dress up as a black kid for a day and go to a different high school.
Oh, Lord.
What is the question? Okay, ready? Problem. Everyone at school thinks you're a racist child molester with no sense of style. What do you do? A, embroider a sexy vest for your hot baby cousin. B, snacks. C, go to the hospital because you can't get that 2-liter bottle of Coke out of your vagina. Or D, dress up as a black kid for a day and go to a different high school.
The choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
Number 10. You spilled red wine all over your mom's white suede jacket and skirt set. Thank you. What do you do? A, make a rich nerd popular. B, catch a terminal disease so your mom can't get mad at you. C, snacks. Or D, distract her with your dazzling camel toe.
Okay, no, I'm not reading them again. Everybody pay attention.
This
if you
is
weren't
a quiz.
So caught up in yelling shit out, you'd be able to take this quiz.
You would totally be in detention.
You're just going to have to pick
11.
A, B, C, or D. All right, number 11. Your name is Angie, and you suddenly get horny in the middle of English class. Do you, A, tell your best friend, B, rub a picture of Fred Savage on your sex parts until they're bloody. C, stare at the foreign exchange student jerking off in the corner. Or D, draw pictures of horses and forget about it.
Number 12. Someone calls your mom and tells her that you suck dick. How do you get out of this one? A, tell her you have low self-esteem. B, cast a spell that makes everyone forget about it. After all, you are a teen witch. C, douche. Or D, snacks.
Okay, you guys, this is going to be the hard part because you have all shown that you're not capable of even choosing which letter.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you guys graduated high school.
I don't know about you guys, but we're going to try this, okay? So pay attention. I just want to remind you guys how to take a quiz. I'm going to tell you, like, what each one is worth, and you're going to write down next to your letter how many points it's worth, and then you'll add them up at the end, okay? So one.
Great.
This is going to go great. Okay, ready? One. A, one. B, two. C, four. D, three.
Two. A, ten. B, four. C, three. D, two.
Yes, we did. It's a quiz.
We did say a math.
There is always math involved in a quiz, mm-hmm. every time. God. Welcome to 17 Magazine in
three,
the 90s.
A,
oh,
three.
Two. I'm sorry. We'll repeat one time, but pay attention. A, 10. B, 4. C, 3. D, 2.
3. A, 3. B1, C4, D2.
You sound like a robot. You sound really good.
I sound just like Scarlett Johansson.
Number four.
When the guy's fucking her phone.
A.
Right? Joaquin Phoenix.
A.
Somewhere.
Let's focus.
Four.
A1. B4. C10. D3. Somebody just got a 10 right now and got so fucking excited.
I got a 10.
Steven, right. Did you just come right now when you
I
got a 10?
I just came and on my face.
Number five.
Yourself up and get your life together.
You guys, we got to focus. We got a lot of stuff to do.
Everybody on this number podcast five. Is going to love all this math right now.
A, number five. A4, B3, C1, D2.
Number six. A10, B3. C4, D1.
Number seven, A1. That was the gay one.
That's
you guys
the gay
remember?
One, guys. Number eight, A3, B1, C2, D4.
Number nine, A4, B10, C3, D2.
Number 11, A4.
Ten.
Number 10?
Yeah, 10.
Oh, you're on 10. I'm sorry, everyone.
Guys, it's October.
I don't. I'm the drunk one. Like,
that's true. I have like one sip of wine.
Number 10.
I'm already like this. Number 10. A4, B3, C10, D2.
Number 11.
Here we go. Now it's time for
A4, B2, C1, D3.
And number 12.
Sounds like DP.
Number 12. A2, B4, C1, D10.
Now okay, guys, add them up.
Oh
we'll
God,
get, we'll give you a quick minute to add it up.
Okay, we need
scores.
Music. We need music for the adding.
No,
we
don't.
Sing us a song about your childhood.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't
That's about
care.
His childhood. It was written when
racist.
You were a young boy, right?
It's totally racist.
It was written when you were a young boy.
I'm sorry about
it's
your childhood.
It's an old joke. That's an old joke, Stephen.
I'm old. I'm an old man.
All right,
man.
You guys added them up. You guys ready to go?
Wait, how do you add that quickly? I need a calculator.
Oh,
my
right.
iPod.
I forgot you were adding up. I shouldn't have made you sing. I'm sorry, Stephen. That's not how a
Taking
calculator
your
works.
Taking shoes off doesn't even get you a PBR.
Matt, I don't know what kind of shoes you have that there's a calculator in there.
All right, are you guys ready?
Hold on.
We have a show to go through, so like, add it up.
I got it. I got it.
You got it? You got it? Okay. Okay.
Okay, so 61 score, if you got the score between 61 and 78, you are a lady in bread. You're an independent thinker with a flair for fashion and a keen sense of sensibly sensible sensibility. You're so mysterious that you don't even have a butt crack.
What?
If you got between 46 and 60, you are head like a roll. You're making
it's
me
a bread
uncomfortable.
Theme, remember?
You're
it's
making
a bread
me.
Theme.
Shh, it's my turn. You're making me uncomfortable. I don't like your smart mouth. You're dirty.
If you got the score
That's
between 31 and 45, you're the greatest loaf of all.
Oh my God.
Tell them what it means, Diane.
No.
If you got between 15 and 30, you're November grain.
What?
So,
okay, ready?
Basically, if you guys didn't realize that the top winner is if you scored Lady in Bread.
Wait, we didn't do what November
yeah,
Green is.
On,
get
behind.
It together.
Okay, so okay, November Green is, here's the end of the quiz and the end of this thing.
Two, three, four. Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Say goodbye till then, baby. Are you going to let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know?
Things have changed.
No. Things will go your way if you hold on for one more day.
Things will go your way.
Oh, things will go your way. Hold on for one more day. I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day. And you break free from the chains. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day. And you break free from the chains.
And then the soft touch.
The O'Debra twins, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Yes.
So I hope you guys learned a lot about yourselves.
Hope you did, because we're very mature,
things that
obviously
you've never wanted to admit to yourself before. Mm-hmm. So
now you know that you're a lady in bread. You guys,
this is red.
That's okay. I know who's next. Okay. You dropped it on the floor. That's why.
Thank you for tuning in to the 2014 Fringe NYC Variety Power Hour. Please stay tuned for more episodes.